This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, DC, MD, VA? Good morning. We are the Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? It's very simple. Just go to CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Here's our team. It's your pal Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on Twitter, at Cakes Flops on Instagram. It's great to have two different brands to promote. It's awesome. I'm joined by Eric Bickle, sitting to my right.
Good morning, buddy.
Hello, sir. Diagonal to me, John Paul Flame.
Your voice sounds different this morning, Cakes. You were yelling it at the Verizon Center, weren't you?
That's right. I was there watching the Capitals and Bruins in person last night. That is correct. Also, Jason Bishop.
What up? What a brutal, brutal night. It was just brutal.
Yeah. Fun night until it wasn't a fun night.
I mean, fellas.
You didn't stay up, did you?
I did.
You went to bed.
No, I didn't. And I watched, and I was so bitter. Playoff games are just so stressful.
They are.
They are just so stressful. And they ruin your night if they lose. I mean, I didn't sleep well because of it.
Well, I slept well because I didn't go to bed until midnight.
Yeah, I was
stroke
say.
Of midnight.
Well, I was just thinking about that. I was thinking about you being there, and being there is great. Going to playoff hockey games is awesome.
Certainly.
But when they lose in overtime the way they do, I'd rather be home.
It's a complete soul crusher, is what it is. Especially when, you know, the time's ticking down and you're nursing a lead and then there's a big pig pile in front of Craig Anderson and Boston gets one of those greasy, grimy playoff goals. It just squirts by Anderson.
Doesn't it seem like the last 2 minutes of regulation when you have a one-goal lead takes about 2 hours?
Oh, trust me. That's the way.
Well, that started with 12 minutes. I mean, about when they scored. Yeah, the last 12 minutes took forever.
It just takes forever.
I was looking at the Jumbotron. I was like, come on, let's tick these minutes and seconds off the clock and get out of here with a 2-0 series lead. The only upside to last night, JP mentioned this before we went on the air, was that Boston put the dagger in them 39 seconds into the overtime.
Well, you didn't have to stay for an extra hour.
Instead of it being 19 minutes and 39 seconds into overtime, or God forbid, a second overtime.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it could have gone three overtimes. Yeah. And at that point, I'm full-on pot committed. Like, I'm not going anywhere at that point. I'm just going to – I would just Uber here and sleep on the couch or sleep on the floor.
What's the car ride home with your group of four? Is it just silent after a loss like that?
There was definitely dejection in the car.
Right.
I mean, because with about 3.5 minutes left, I mean, everybody in the arena was preparing to celebrate having a 2-0 lead over the stupid Bruins. Now it's a freaking war. Now it's a 6 or 7 game series. Which I think a lot of people expected anyway before last night's result. It just sucked.
Isn't it amazing how the momentum shifts after just one game, after just a few minutes?
So quickly.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I felt like the last 12 minutes, heck, even midway through the second and third period, we were on our heels a lot of that game. And so it almost seemed like it was inevitable. I didn't even get that upset when they scored. I just turned it off.
Seemed like a lot of people were blaming the referees, blaming the zebras.
Well, they did have an impact.
The Tom Wilson embellishment call.
How do you embellish when you're actually fouled?
It was a full-on Travis Shamokery with a capital T. is what it was. And trust me, the crowd was getting into a frenzy. Right?
What was the total penalty calls? I couldn't even. I'd
look up the box, but I mean,
the Mantha call too was kind of weird because he seemed like he wasn't even really doing that much, and Marshawn was like poking him in the face.
Right.
Marshawn is such a punk.
Didn't make any sense.
He's a punk, and I hate him, but he's a damn good player.
He's great.
He gets the stupid overtime winner where Dillon didn't clear the zone, and
right. Well,
he tried to get the puck out of the zone. Boston kept it in. You know, they do a few cross ice passes, and then 39 seconds in, I mean, Craig Anderson was maybe a quarter of a second too late to get over to the puck. I mean, if you see the replay, that puck just squirted just underneath his left pads.
I thought Anderson played very well.
Anderson played a really good game.
Well, he had 48 saves.
Outside of the first goal.
The first goal, he was way out of position.
He was caught in no man's land.
He lost the net.
And you see a lot of people did this in the arena. A lot of hands on the heads. Like, what's going on here? But the second goal, I mean, I think it was Bergeron, point blank from 10 feet out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's tough to stop.
Unencumbered. I mean, 90% of NHL goalies are going to give up that goal. The third goal is a pig pile. It's just a weird scrum in front of the net, and the puck gets passed.
I'm surprised they're allowed to get in the crease like that and just muck it up until they just dig it in.
Trust me, there was a lot of grasping in the arena of goalie interference. In the crease. There was a lot of that going on
they were
in the
all
arena.
Over the crease, but I guess they don't care.
I guess it doesn't matter.
They
don't
care.
I think that you can be in the crease, you just can't like fall on top of the goalie. If you fall on top of the goalie,
you basically do whatever you want. It's what it appears to me. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
That second goal also for Boston, I can't remember what Caps player it was, turned the puck over, and the Boston guy gloved it, and they ended up – I can't remember what player that was. Maybe it was Orloff?
Maybe. I can't remember.
But I'm not going to say Anderson was the reason they lost. I mean, that would be crazy.
But
the first goal, he's way out of position, and then the overtime goal, I mean, I understand
it was
another
turnover.
That was another turnover, right?
That was another turnover.
But I'm just wondering, maybe that gets stopped by another goal. I mean, maybe it does. Maybe Ilya stops it.
I don't know.
I don't know. I thought he was good.
I thought Anderson gave them a chance to win the game.
He did.
When you throw that many shots on almost a 40-year-old goaltender, I think that's all you can ask for in a weird situation
you're probably right.
Where you're relying on your fourth goalie. I mean, he's the fourth goalie. I mean, Lundqvist, Vanecek, Ilya, Anderson. Anderson's at the bottom of that list. He's basically semi-retired. And you know what? Pretty smart of the Caps to bring him in with what happened with Lundqvist, to have an older guy to rely on if you needed him at some point. They've needed him for the last two games.
And here's the other thing, Cakes.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the Caps can do, but they are getting killed in faceoffs.
Yep. Yeah.
They just get killed, and that's huge to regain possession if you're Boston.
And Boston is good off the faceoff too. Like, they're set plays off the faceoff. Like, they'll rip shots. Like, if you're not, you better be ready if you're between the pipes, whether it's Anderson or whoever else. And I'm sure Laviolette and the coaching staff are grilling them about it and putting it into their heads that they're going to win the faceoffs, and then they're not just going to pass it around. They're going to rip one on the net and hope to get it by you.
If you want to chime in on the Gambit DC listener lines, 800-636-1067. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery. Jason mentioned the faceoffs. The other big stat, as I did a little box score breakdown that jumped out at me, was just the giveaways, 7-4.
Mm-hmm.
You can't give away the puck like they did, and that's what bit them on the ass.
Not against a good team like that. Nope.
Was it Brendan Dillon that had the poor clear there?
Yeah, number four.
They gave up the game winner.
Yeah, it was Dillon.
Boston kept it in, and then, you know, cross ice pass, another cross ice pass.
Did you feel like it was inevitable, though, as you were watching it? I felt like it was inevitable. I felt like they were pressuring us.
Yeah, I mean,
the majority of the second half of that game.
Their game plan, obviously, put more pucks on Anderson and hope you scored a few through. Yeah. And it worked.
That's going to happen. It's going to happen. I mean, we talked about it yesterday. If there's a reason this team loses, first of all, you can't turn the puck over, but you lose 63% of your faceoffs, all right? And then possession is huge. And then when you're firing on a 40-year-old third-string goalie, you're going to get some by him. Just are.
I just hate that you keep bringing him up. I thought he was great.
I don't know if he was great. I thought he was good, and I'm not going to blame him for the loss. I just think that's where – when Boston looks at the film and they're scouting them, they're saying, all right, let's do this. Just fire it on him, and we're going to get some past him.
Well, that's what you do with any goalie, I think.
Yeah, but I'm just bitter.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Jason's used to a nice 8 hours sleep.
Yeah, you're cranky. It's okay to be cranky. That when you lose, when the team that you root for loses playoff games,
yeah,
it's okay to be
cranky. I'd rather lose 5-1.
Mm-hmm. You'd rather just be a blowout?
Yeah, because I could turn it off.
Yeah.
I hate losing in overtime. It's the worst feeling ever.
Did you bet? Oh, you bet on Boston in the series, though, as your emotional hedge, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
400 to win 295.
Yeah.
I saw in the history of this matchup in the playoffs, they've had 9 straight one-goal games.
Yeah.
Tight games.
2 overtime games to start the series.
But there's so much pressure on the home team, too, because you know now you're actually chasing. Because now you've lost your home ice advantage. Yep. And I know it can go back and forth. But you know, I was feeling pretty good about it until I thought about it for a second. Right. I was like, wait a second. I was thinking, oh, we're fine. We just split. Mm-hmm. I was like, wait a second. We're home.
Now it's a 2-2-1-1-1, right? It's not a 2-3-2.
Correct.
Right,
okay.
Now they lose Lars Eller late in the game.
That was weird. I don't know what happened. They said he lifted his leg, like I don't know, lower
They've
body.
They've got a lot
something.
Of center issues. They need Kuzi back.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's killing them. He's killing them.
They had him up in the box. I'm sure you saw the images of them there. So maybe they're closer than we think. When's the next game?
Wednesday.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Yep. They play with the quickness and in the NHL.
It's a 6:35 start, which helps.
I love that.
That's a little bit bitter. I thought it was a 7:05 start, and I turned on NBC Sports Washington for the pregame.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then it's 7:05, and they're still, you know, Al May's still talking. And I'm going, what? And it was a 7:30 game. Oh.
Yeah, trust me. When I was in the arena early, they reset the jumbo.
And it didn't start until about 7:40.
Right, to another 15 minutes. I was like, oh, it's a 7:30 puck drop.
I can tell you this. I'm not staying up to watch the Wiz tonight. I'm not. No chance.
When does Jason Bishop put on his footy pajamas? Is it 6:30 p.m.?
Oh, they'd be so warm and toasty.
No, we made dinner at about 5:15, 5:30, and then I sat out on my screen on the porch and watched. I watched the pregame, and then we watched the first period there, and then so that would have been what 8-ish. Then I went upstairs around 8:15, 8:20, and watched the rest of it up there in my bed.
5:15 dinner, mwah, chef's kiss to you, my friend, to you and Teresa.
And then do you eat at 5:15 and then don't snack the rest of the day? How do you do that?
That's my intermittent fasting.
If I eat at 5:30 or whatever, I could die. This hand could go into a box of extra toasty Cheez-Its like
multiple times.
I'll get out 2 or 3 servings and I'll go
chicken,
right in here.
I grilled some chicken and then put it on a salad and I ate that at 5:30 and I won't eat again until what time is it? 6:15? Probably 8:30, 9.
That's good. That's good.
That's my intermittent fasting right there.
Yeah.
Some solid discipline.
Yeah, I don't know how you can do that. You don't snack the rest. So last night you didn't snack from 5:30 until you went to bed. Did you have a cocktail while you were watching the game?
I had a glass of wine.
That didn't make you sleepy?
Hey, Drab.
I get sleepy anyway.
By the way, we never said hello to Drab and Cody. Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
Good morning. I had Drab's favorite dinner last night.
What's Drab? What? Well, nachos?
Nachos. Yeah.
That was your dinner?
Nachos, salsa, cheese, and a bunch of jalapenos. Now, I'm sure they're going to come. Those will come back to haunt me at about 11:30 today.
What'd you wash it down with?
It was delicious. A 25-ounce Goose Island IPA. And it was
that cost you $18.
Two beers. I bought one for me and my son. $30.50.
Unbelievable. What? It's like a case.
Each beer was $15.
Unbelievable, man.
Well, I mean, they got to pay Obi's contract next year.
Look, I'm not complaining. I'm happy to be back seeing live sports. But let me just say this.
Unbelievable.
I've been to 2 events in the last 2 days. Now I need to pump the brakes. Now I need to do less live sports over the next few weeks or so.
You've done 2 Caps games?
No, I did the Maryland Lax game at College Park over the weekend.
Right.
And I did the Caps game last night.
Yeah, you've done enough attending.
Too much attendance.
You needed to be at home.
All at once, yes.
Yeah, that's a lot of stadium food.
It is. That's correct.
Yeah, you know, prices are going up. Dude, I went to get my haircut the other day, and I always thought my guy had it priced perfectly at like $14 for my haircut.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you want to ask for $1 back.
Yeah, you look like a number.
So you get the extra dollar.
Right.
And last time I went, straight $20. It's 20. He bumped it from 14 The 20.
Wow, that's quite a hike.
Oh, yeah.
He probably had 14 for years, though.
For a while.
So now you have to give him like 25.
Yeah, now you give him. So he loses a dollar.
Yeah, you're not giving him 26. No, no chance.
No, but, you know, he's making $5 more, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
He's building in the tip.
Well, I mean, he said everyone's got long hair now. No one's getting their hair cut.
Yeah.
Plus, there's so many high-end places. There's a high-end place right here, Scissors and Scotch.
Well, I don't know if it's high-end, but I wouldn't go.
I know what the Scotch means.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I know that I would take the Scotch and turn it upside down and pour it right out. I'd say, just cut my hair. No brown liquor, please. Give me a 30-ounce beer. I would rather have that than the disgusting brown liquor you're serving in here.
Mm-hmm. You're missing out, Cakes.
I know. It's just, it's not my thing.
Well, yeah. Last night was just, it's one of those nights.
It was a poop show at the end. I mean, it was fun up until the overtime game loser for the Capitals by Brad Marchand. But look, you got a tied series now heading back to Boston. Again, it's going to be a war. It's going to be a 6-7
game series.
Better
than being down 0-2.
That's true. Continuing Capitals playoff coverage on The Fan is presented by PVI Office Furniture. Fast, excellent, affordable. Business regrows with PVI. Visit their showroom in Frederick, Maryland, or online at PVIPVI.com today. We'll do a full Junk Sports page when we come back here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another takeaway from last night's Capitals playoff game at Capital One Arena, and this would be particularly distressing, I would think, to Cody Betts, who's the monkey pressing the buttons behind the glass today. No 50-50 contest.
Oh, you were distraught about that.
Because that's usually the first, like, as soon as I get into the arena, as soon as I give my tickets or you scan your tickets, whatever, my first move always, unless I have to pee, is to find the 50-50
right.
Person wearing like the neon shirt, or they have the sign with, you know, with the stick with the sign that says, you know, 5 tickets for $5, 10 tickets for $10. And then for the real D-gens, you get like 40 tickets for $20. I scoured the entire bowl. I did a lap.
Did you?
Nothing. Nobody.
So you're distraught about that. I'm actually wondering. Since you mentioned Cody, who's filling in for Valdez, who's on vacation this week.
Correct.
I heard during B. Mitch and Finley's show, Cody was doing double duty. So he worked our show, then he does their show, that he had an exam at night, I can't even relate to it.
I heard
9 p.m.
9 p.m. exam because his slacker, like, professor is out on the West Coast or something.
How'd that go? You had a busy day.
Yeah, yesterday was a little tough. And then I had practice right after work here, and then the exam. It was tough, but yeah, it's all right.
I mean, I'm boo-hooing because I went to a Caps game, and I got silly seats from our friend Jim Van Stone, sillies. And Cody's, I don't think he slept.
Hold on, what practice did you have?
I coach a high school baseball team.
You do? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Man, that's brutal.
Jesus. Which high school?
Independence High School. It's in Brambleton, Virginia.
Are you guys any good? It's right down the street.
We're 4-1-1 so far this year.
Yeah.
By the way, Independence High School looks like a college campus. That's how nice it is.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. You got to check it out.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
You're not the head coach.
No, assistant coach. My first year coaching.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah, it's all right. The kids are cool.
Yeah.
As long as they pay attention, which they don't.
Right.
It's high school.
Right. You got any good pitchers? Like, who's your best player?
Yeah, our pitcher. He throws about 82, 83 as a sophomore.
That's pretty good.
But our varsity team's really good.
That's moving.
We have 6 D1 commits.
Yeah, well, that's great.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Have you played Briar yet?
No, we don't play Briar because they're in
a different district. Yep. Okay. Our different class, yeah.
But again, I could not get my gambling fix on last night, and it tilted me a little bit. It just did because that's my routine.
How many fans were there?
I believe it was around 5,000.
It looked a lot more crowded than lately, obviously.
And the arena was hopping. It was getting loud.
Were they pumping in the crowd noise?
Not that I could tell. You didn't need it. I mean, the
so
crowd,
they were loud, huh?
The crowd was making plenty of noise on their own.
Were you in a suite? Or you were...
I was not in a suite.
No.
I was in section 121, row P.
Like right in the middle, perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So how many fans were there?
About 5,000.
About 5,000.
Five?
Okay. Yep. And then it's going to ramp up, right?
I believe early June, you're looking at a full house.
Right.
Hopefully they're playing.
Yeah, we got to survive.
Yeah, you got to make it to early June.
It's just amazing how the momentum shifts. Because, you go from being in complete control... to now, now you're chasing a little bit.
Yeah, but the whole time the Caps are up 3-2, in the back of my brain, in the back of my tiny pea-sized brain, I'm thinking, it'd be nice for it to be 4-2. I'd like to have that insurance goal to kind of lean on.
Totally.
But they didn't.
Those are almost impossible to get. They were
walking on the tightrope. And, of course, Boston ties it up with about 3 minutes left. And the dejection in the arena... I mean, it was palpable because everybody's butt-sized. Everybody's ready to go up 2-0, and then tie game, and then overtime, and then the overtime gone with the quickness.
I mean, those last 2 minutes just take forever.
Trust me, I know.
Or three minutes.
What do you during the intermissions? Then you have that extra intermission. Are they still selling like beer and food?
They cut off alcohol at some point. But trust me, I only bought one round of beers because. I had to drive, and the round of beers was $35 after tip.
Right.
What am I going to get? Am I going to get a stimmy check loan to buy beers at a Capital One Arena?
Your son buy round two.
Well, I didn't really need round two. I mean, I had to drive home at some point. I could have tossed. There were other drivers. I could have tossed the keys to other people in the car.
Right.
But I chose not to. I chose to be responsible.
Well, I didn't watch any of the post game. As soon as they scored, I just turned it off.
Oh, yeah,
didn't even get upset. Just walked upset. Yeah. I actually expected it.
I don't think I've ever left an arena
quicker.
As quick. I mean, the goal scored, grabbed my red playoff towel, headed for the exits, walked to the car like 3 blocks away. And the one upside to there only being 5,000 people in the building is there's no traffic getting out. It's easy in and out of the parking garage.
Yeah,
there's no stacked and packed 30-minute wait getting out of the garage after a loss, which can be tilting.
So you did the garage.
Yeah, I did a garage. Yeah, I did Spot Hero. Because, hello, who drives into D.C. and doesn't have parking set up beforehand?
Which garage did you do?
City Center, 0.3 miles away from the arena.
That's kind of far.
It's not that bad. 0.3 miles.
No, I know where City Center is. No, but you can park right there.
0.3 miles is kind of far.
It's kind of far.
0.3 miles is not that far.
It's 2 blocks.
More than 2 blocks.
You know where Cuba Libre is? It's like 1 block away from there.
No, I know where City Center is. I've actually parked.
Couldn't be closer.
Yeah.
What was the cost on that?
$15.
Oh, that's not bad.
Nope.
I would have thought 35 on a game night.
$15. Trust me, there were $35 lots that were a little bit closer, and I bypassed them.
This is amazing how when you get free tickets, still end up paying like $150 when it's all said and done.
Yeah, I mean, you buy food, you buy a couple beers. Yeah.
If you're busto, you can't go to a game.
Right.
You can't go to a game if you're busto. Yeah. It's too expensive.
Because if I bought those seats, I would have been paying a lot.
Yeah.
Because you got nachos, but I'm sure you paid for the other three people to eat.
Yeah. In one way, shape, or form. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Because my credit card is also in, I think my son has one of my credit cards and my daughter has one of my credit cards.
Oh, yeah.
Like it looks like they're paying, but
they're not.
This guy's paying, but fine. Yeah. Again, not complaining because I haven't been to a live sporting event in a year plus.
Yeah.
Happy to pay the freight. Happy to pay the prices.
Right.
Happy to do it.
I took one of my wife's credit cards.
I
said, it's getting out of control. So I took it and I cut it up right in front of
her. No, that move?
You act like if she goes online, they're not all saved.
That's an aggressive move.
Yeah, but she's not going to do that.
What is she doing?
I don't know. It's crazy. I'm getting all these bills and she's got one credit card. All right. So that's fine. She has one. She's got a Home Depot card, which she uses all the time.
Uh-huh.
Because she's doing all these projects.
Right.
All right, that's crazy. And then she's got this other credit card, and I get the bill, and I saw it was $1,700. And I said, what are you doing? You have this other credit card. Right. What are you doing?
By the way, I would give my left testicle for one of my credit card bills to be $1,700. I would throw a freaking party.
Yeah, oh, that's the small one, my friend.
I would have a block party if one of my credit card bills was $1,700.
You should see everything added up every month. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So I took it. I said, it's out of control. Give it to me. And I just cut it up and threw it away.
You're a fun person. Was she angry or she didn't care?
Nah, I mean, she probably knew it was coming.
She used the other card.
She's used to you.
There's not an unlimited amount of money.
I don't know what you guys are doing. I completely understand.
I have no idea what your finances are, but my wife sometimes act like, and my daughters, they act like there's an unlimited amount.
Well,
of
my
cash.
Son acts that way.
But Amazon's already got your card saved on there, so cutting up the card physically doesn't mean anything. All the places that she orders, they have it. They have cookies.
No, he understands that, but
I understand
think he's
that.
Talking about where she's driving
not
to places.
Yeah, she's not using this online. This is not
he's
an online credit
driving.
Card.
Yeah.
I'm so distraught.
Yeah. No, my son does it. Dude, he orders Uber Eats like 3 or 4 times a week. And that's all on my card.
Sure.
And I'm paying for, you know, Poughkeepsie dollars or whatever it is. You know what I mean? Like Marist dollars.
The extra
or
box to eat.
Whatever
eat with.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. Right. I mean, it's a joke. But what are you going to do? You guys got to eat. By the way, Drabby, why don't you tell the boys how it's
good
going?
I got a good tax return. It's gone.
Tell the boys how the parking situation's going for you.
Oh.
It's been a rough start, for sure.
It's a little bumpy.
Did you tell Cakes?
Yeah, we talked. We huddled pre-show.
What happened?
Yeah. Well, yesterday I go, and it's
first day, right?
First day. Yesterday morning was fine. Found the guy. Yesterday I go to pick up my car. I mean, I was had to have been 12-15 minutes. I'm waiting for the guy to come back.
Yeah,
right.
I come back. I had to ask the front desk for him. He comes back. He's like oblivious.
No idea what's going on.
Right.
It's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
I say, "Are you the guy, the afternoon guy?" And he goes, "On Mondays, I am."
Right.
Uh-huh. I'm like, "You got a Monday guy?"
So you
got
to reintroduce yourself to somebody today.
I try to explain to him, and then I get here this morning, and the guy that took my car yesterday, not here. Some other guy. And I go, "When do you work?" And he goes, "Tuesdays."
Right.
Here's what they need to do at Homewood Suites. This is kind of a bit, but kind of not. Like when you walked into like a post office back in the day and there's the FBI's 10 most wanted, you know, pictures on the wall. They need
when you go to the pharmacy at CVS.
They need snapshots of each of the junks that are in on the scholarship program at Homewood. Drab's mugshot, mine, JP's, everybody.
It'll take a while,
just so that everybody knows who's who and what's doing.
I just started again yesterday. It's been 3 different guys, and they've all known me. So just take a little while.
It's going to take a while.
I understand.
He's a new face.
But also, you can't, even if the guy recognizes you, we still have to wait 12 to 15 minutes. See, I'm out on that.
Well, you don't have to if you...
It's not always going to take 15 minutes.
You really shouldn't have to. That's an outlier.
I'm not sized to wait at all.
Because eventually Chris, who runs the show down there, he's going to tell the guys, all right, let's have these cars pulled around. And eventually they'll be pulled around waiting out in front of the hotel.
It's like Davey says, sometimes there are bumpy roads.
Right.
Sometimes those bumpy roads lead you to beautiful places, Drab. You know that.
It's leading me about a block down the street.
Yeah. You're going to come back.
The really bumpy place is the $250 a month to pay for parking.
Yeah, that's bump.
That's bumps everywhere.
Well,
you have much less bumpy. You got a few little bumps here and there. It'll smooth out.
I'm trying to tell these guys, no, there's no tip. Like later this
yeah,
month,
it's awkward it's, every yeah. time.
I go radio, radio.
You won't have to. After this week, you'll be good to go.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see. I have a feeling Driver's going to go back
might
with
be
me.
Back.
Yeah,
it'll work itself out.
You know, how silly radio it is. Insider. Just park right there and come. We'll just walk right up the stairs. Don't have to wait.
Well, it's convenient. Yeah,
you paid the $250.
Yeah, you're going to see that sometime taken out of your check. Then you're gonna wish
that's
you're
the last thing I need. Another $250.
I don't even notice.
By the
Some
way, last
pay for.
Last night that first period was just so fun to watch.
Oh, it was wild. It was,
you know, even though Boston had the lead,
yeah,
they took the lead 1-0 and 2-1, didn't they?
Yes, yeah, they definitely did. Scored yeah. first. Yeah.
But it was chippy. It was physical. There were scrums everywhere.
I mean, Willie launched the dude.
Willie
right,
hit
right.
some guy, and he went in like four rows into the stands.
Right into the Boston
bench. Well, he started
bench.
On the other side of the ice.
I mean, it was a thing of beauty.
He
I mean,
was tracking that guy from one side of the rink to the other.
It was fantastic to see in
person.
And
then Sheary's getting into it with some donk behind the net.
Yeah, they were scrapping.
When the puck's on the other side of the ice.
And Sheary's small. Like he's,
oh, he's
tiny.
A small dude.
He kind of took him down too.
He's feisty though.
Yeah,
he's feisty.
He started on the bottom and then he ended up on top.
He's like the Tasmanian devil. He's going to get in there and scrap with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dow took a bad penalty. I don't even know what the penalty was. I can't remember what they called it, but he hit some guy in the face.
Right.
And he had to go to the box. And then remember Marchand punched Dillon?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was that scrum in the middle in front of the net and he punched him as he's trying to get up. I didn't know that was a penalty.
Punch him in the balls or whatever he did.
It looked like it.
Yeah.
And then he goes to the box. I mean, it was just and then Lachlan kept saying, I love playoff hockey. And it was fun to watch, but, man, that third period was brutal.
How do they determine, like, which – because Locker and Joe B. don't do every game, right? Like, how does that work?
I think that they can do, like, the first round. They can do certain games in the first round. Then if the Caps advance, then it all goes to NBC Sports, the national teams.
Right.
Who's what about tomorrow?
Who's the new Doc Emrick? Do we know that?
I don't know. I'd have to look at. I don't know who that person is.
I feel like Joe B. should have got that job. I mean, not that he would have taken it, but
well, if they gave him a big fat pay raise, he'd probably take it.
I think he would have taken it. Yeah.
I guess probably would have. Yeah. He's definitely good enough.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Oh, yeah, he's
how about
amazing.
he's the best?
Well, then he should have that job.
He and Locker should be elevated to the top team for NBC Sports. I'll wave that flag all day long. Now, I'm a gigantic homer, but I will stump for them. At least I'll do it on the radio. Outside of 10 a.m., I probably won't. But now, right here, I will certainly
How are
do
you going to feel if they lose game three? You're going to
start to
pucker up a little bit.
I won't feel
horrible.
Great.
Yeah.
I won't feel as good as Jason, who's got Boston winning the series on the ticket. I certainly won't
feel
as good
I
as
don't,
him.
Look, you think I don't want to lose that?
I
want to lose
you
that.
Do. I'm well aware.
I mean, I have no – if they lose game three, I feel like the series is over. And this is the way I feel.
Right. That's just your vibe.
It's going to be hard to beat Boston if you're down 2-1.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, whatever happened to 67% win after they win game one?
Oh, well, that
– goes out the window now is, when it's 1-1,
that's
right?
That's certainly changed now.
I'd like to know the percentages of series tied 1-1, but the road team won game two, and they're heading back to their home, you know, tied. I'd like to see the percentages on that.
Yeah, because if they had won, it was up to like 80%, right? Didn't you do that?
Believe
you punched
so.
That in.
Yeah, I think JP ran – he crunched those numbers with his data over there.
I think it was Cody.
It,
but
might,
that's
it,
okay.
It might go from 67% to like under 50 when you lose
probably.
Game two.
They now have home ice.
Yeah, exactly. It's brutal.
It's 1-1. They've been in 2-0 holes before.
Yeah, but it's how you lost times. That game. You're 2.5 minutes from being up 2-0.
Yeah, to me, it was
that's
just,
a huge mode. That's
difference.
A huge mojo shift.
Yeah.
To me, it just seemed like we were on our heels for a lot of the game. I just didn't feel like we were pressuring enough. We didn't feel like
I mean, Boston was just unloading pucks on Anderson throughout the game. It was clearly their game plan, and it worked.
Yeah.
Well, Caps had 38 shots, too.
Yeah.
It's not like they didn't take a lot of shots.
Yep.
They did, but it just seemed like...
Need
we
more.
Just seemed like we were still in our zone defensively more than we were in there.
So. Look, I don't feel great about game three.
Yeah.
You guys feel good about it?
No, I have no idea.
I
just sit
great.
There and I watch the game, and it's hard to watch. It's
hard to watch.
It's so tense. You know, you have possession of the puck for 2 seconds at a time. And, you know, there's so much luck that factors in, calls. It's crazy.
When we come back, we will get into the Junk Sports page. We'll tell you where Ryan Kerrigan signed if you missed it yesterday. We'll give you that next here on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Coming up later, toward the end of the show, we'll give you a chance to win some cool concert tickets. We have tickets to go see Jason Aldean at Jiffy Lube Live and tickets to the Hella Mega Tour with Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer at Nats Park. That show's Sunday, August 8th. So we'll give you a chance to win those tickets coming up later in today's show.
Have you guys looked at the weather for this week? Oh, my God. It's supposed to
hot.
Be 90s.
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful.
Not that's, loving that.
Oh, I love that.
You like 90s?
90s is too hot. Like it. 80s, high 70s, mid to high 70s.
Yesterday
to 80s
was beautiful.
A sweet spot.
Listen, I prefer it to be in low 80s probably. Perfect.
Yeah.
But I just get psyched for summer. It makes me think of summer. So I'm all about it.
Eric, you would have loved yesterday. I played. Well, I didn't play. I just rode around in a cart at a charity golf tournament over at Creighton Farm.
Uh-huh.
My man John Buell from Buell Electric. Good dude.
And why didn't you bother to play? Just didn't feel like dealing.
Well, my doctor told me 7 to 10 days. He doesn't want me playing.
Because your eyes.
Yeah. So I just rode around, and on the 11th hole, he hired a guy named Justin Moose.
Uh-huh.
And Justin Moose is he's number 6 in the world in long drive.
Yeah.
He was unbelievable. He did this display, and he took a putter.
Yeah.
He teed up the ball just like he would with a driver. And a putter that he's had since college, and he hit the ball 300 yards with the putter.
Yeah. I've seen those guys. I've done those the charity things before.
They're unbelievable.
Well, they'll turn the driver upside down.
Yeah, he turned a left-handed driver upside down and hit it 380.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen him do that.
That's just sick.
Are those guys terrible at short game? Like, why aren't they playing in the Masters?
Well, dude, it's all putting and chipping. I mean, you know, an iron play.
No, I mean, he was a really good college player, but this is what he does now.
I mean, the best players in the world, the fact of the matter is the very best players in the world are the best putters.
Problem is, those dudes are hitting the ball 400 yards into the woods.
Right.
They're not hit. I mean, maybe some of them are actually accurate. I don't know. I don't keep up with the long drive rankings in the world.
Right.
But I'm guessing those guys have a problem keeping it in the fairway.
Well, he hit about 15 balls, and they all were at dead center, center cut.
Wow. No, they do fine. You don't even have to really hit the fairways that often. As long as you can find it. It's called bomb and gouge cakes.
Can he make the green in two at number 3 on Blue Match? Because I don't think I've ever done it.
Oh, sure he can.
It's so long.
Well, sure number 11 is a 580-yard par 5. He hit, and we used his drive because that was the deal. He hit it 420.
Mm-hmm.
420?
Did he cut the corner? Did he cut the corner?
No, it's a straight hole.
Hey, Drab, the Purple Heart Open is like in a month. I'm hoping that you're going to, you know, emulate this long drive, Donk, and put some long drives out there for
us. Oh, we'll be bombing.
Bombing and gouging, whatever that means.
Yeah, you bomb it, and then it just gouge it out of the rough.
All right.
And then Valdez will grill you guys the next day.
Yeah. What a terrible foursome I'm saddled with. I can't believe I
just couldn't believe he hit the ball with a putter 280.
Yeah, I believe it. I've seen those guys. They're ridiculously talented.
Yeah.
Yep. Justin Moose is his name. Good dude, too. Yeah. All right. Anyway, all right. Another big game, Cakes, tonight. You had the big game last night, game two of the Caps Bees. Now you've got the Wiz in Boston. All right. You're playing Boston, both ends. And if they win, They're the 7th seed, and they'll play the Brooklyn Nets.
Was the last time they were in the playoffs 4 years ago against Boston when they made it to round two, or did they make the playoffs again? Remember 4 years ago, they had a game 7 against the Celtics after John Wall hit that big game winner in game 6, and the arena went crazy, and then I think they lost game 7 because Isaiah Thomas, who was great back then for
the Celtics. Nuts.
They beat him in game 7. I don't think they've been to the playoffs since.
Let me look at one of the shortest pages on the internet. Wizards playoff history.
All right, look at it.
I'm going to look at that and tell you.
I think it was the Celtics was their last match.
Isn't it amazing how we don't have a memory for those
things? So that would have been, what, 2017? 2016? Yeah. 2017?
Yeah. 2017, it looks like their last opponent was the Raptors.
Oh, they played the Raptors.
Played the Raptors and lost in 6. 2017-18.
So when was the Celtics series I'm talking about?
That was 2016-17
season.
Got you.
So they did make the playoffs one more year, and then there's been a little drought. I don't know. I'm excited for the game. The 9 p.m. start is a dagger after an overtime game last night with the Capitals. But we talked about it yesterday. They're 17-6 in their last 23 games. They've been playing great basketball. Russell Westbrook's been fantastic. You don't know if Beal's going to be 100%, but I mean, he looked pretty good in the fourth quarter of the last game. Didn't he score 13 points on Sunday?
Yeah.
In the fourth
maybe
quarter,
he just
fine.
Needed to stretch it out and work it out, but I would doubt he's going to be 100%. Hope I'm wrong.
I mean, didn't James Harden just miss like 20 games with a hammy injury?
Yeah.
I mean, it takes time. Needs rest, which you're
absolutely
not getting at this point.
Your first game tonight, 6:30, Hornets, Pacers, and 9 o'clock, Wiz, Celts. Now, if the Wiz lose, they'll play the winner of the Hornets, Pacers. They'll host that game. And then if they win that game, they'll be the 8 seed. But let's just take care of business, beat the Celtics, not worry about having to play another game.
By the way, the NBA is so rooting for the Hornets to beat the Pacers. The Pacers have no frontline players. They want a ball in the playoffs.
They want one of the balls in the mix.
Yes.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And he's going to win Rookie of the Year.
He had a pretty good – he got hurt towards the end of the year and missed a bunch of games, but then came back. They thought he was going to be out for the year.
What's LiAngelo up to? What are his whereabouts? Can anybody answer that?
Wasn't he in the G League?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking, because I don't know the answer to the question.
I mean, he's living off his brothers, probably.
Yeah, he might be. By the way, Sports Page brought to you by our friends at Impress Technology, an SBA certified Hub Zone solution provider and Dell Federal partner.
All right. And before we get to break, and we'll kind of carry this over for next segment, Ryan Kerrigan, we talked about him yesterday. He tweeted out and he wanted to thank the fans and the organization here in Washington. And we did kind of say we would expect, I think Bickle predicted the next couple of days he would announce that he was signing somewhere. And it took a few hours.
Yeah, you could tell that's what he was doing.
Yeah, and he's going to join the Philadelphia Eagles. He said it has nothing to do with playing in Washington and having any revenge with Washington. He said it's just about playing time.
Yeah, best opportunity for him.
He signs a one-year deal with Philly after 10 years here in Washington.
Do we have the particulars on the deal? Because for the first time in my life, I'm trying to get into a player's pockets to see how much money they're making.
I guess it would be pretty low.
Probably low. Some incentives.
Low, a lot of
like
incentives.
Sack number incentives.
Listen, all I could say, and I tweeted this yesterday, is I know that the diehards get so upset when things like this happen, when a guy signs with a rival. Dude, he's got to look out for his family, himself,
sure,
his career. I have no problem with him signing with Philly. I hope he has a ton of success. Obviously, I hope he doesn't have, like, you know, monster games against us.
Yeah.
But how could you have any ill will towards Ryan Kerrigan for all he did for this franchise?
You can't.
Yeah. Guys, nothing but class. You tip your cap. And you wish him
right.
well.
He's not in the plans here, so he's going to go play in Philly. I had my salary cap expert, my consigliere, Cody Betts, run the numbers. 1 year, $3.5 million.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty good deal. You could probably.
But there are a lot of people upset. There are people upset.
Oh, I know.
And if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. You can call us on the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery.
So he should turn down, maybe if he thinks that's the best opportunity for him for playing time, he should turn that down just because they're a rival of his old team? That's insanity.
Absolutely
not.
I personally don't think that.
Yeah.
Okay, but there are a lot of people that are going to root against Ryan Kerrigan because they believe he's sticking it to the team. They believe it's a revenge move. He says it's not, But that's what they believe.
They can root against him. Yeah. That's fine. But
how about you root against the Eagles? Don't root against Ryan Kerrigan because he's one of the good
guys.
Well,
this is what he said. This is what he said. Yeah. He goes, they've got Brandon Graham and Derek Barnett, guys who are entrenched and are bona fide studs in this league.
Yeah.
But I know they rotate their guys a lot.
Right.
Because whether I'm a starter or reserve, I still imagine I get a lot of playing time. And that's what he wanted, obviously.
Right. Yeah, of course. He wants to prolong his career. He thinks he's got quite a few years left. And frankly, if you could produce – basically, defensive ends like him, they can play into their late 30s. They just can. It's weird. It doesn't happen often, but it's happened.
He's signing a prove-it deal. If he goes out and produces, he makes more money on the next deal.
This is what you should be upset about. You should be upset that Washington wouldn't give him a one-year deal for $3.5 million and rotate in with guys like that.
Well, I'm not necessarily certain he wanted to stay here. You know what I mean?
Maybe. Who knows?
They have so much talent. I mean, I'm sure he wanted to stay here if he could play. But he sees those young guys.
I know, but he could have rotated in with these guys.
Yeah.
I mean, guys need a break.
Well, I think that's what they did last year. And he
guys
had
get
the
hurt.
Least amount of playing time. Right?
Yeah.
That was the lowest percentage of snaps that he's played in his career. I wish him well. You know, I mean, would it be better if he signed with Seattle or something? Sure. But you can't begrudge a guy with that much class who's done that much for the organization. He's going down as certainly one of the all-time greats in the Snyder era. No doubt. And it's not a great era, but he's one of the best.
If you want to weigh in on the Gambit DC listener lines, now is the time. 800-636-1067 is the number. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery. Does it upset you that Ryan Kerrigan, longtime Washington football team player, signed with the division rival Philadelphia Eagles? We'll take your calls on that next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.